Hello, fellow food lovers. I'm Ben Harper, and you're tuning in to another flavorful episode of Simple Recipe Box. Today, we're diving into a classic that's close to the hearts of many. Yes, we're talking about the legendary Pink's Hot Dog Chili. Whether you're a hot dog enthusiast or just craving a taste of Hollywood, this episode is your ticket to mastering that iconic chili sauce at home. Now, imagine biting into a juicy hot dog smothered in a rich, spicy, and utterly delectable chili sauce. That's the experience Pink's has been offering for years, and today, we're bringing that experience into your kitchen. So grab your apron and let's start cooking. Sound of sizzling skillet. First off, you'll need some basic kitchen tools, a sturdy skillet, measuring spoons, and of course, your stove. Ready? Let's talk ingredients. You'll need 1 pound of lean ground beef, 1 medium onion, finely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic minced, a can of tomato sauce or tomato paste for a thicker base, optional kidney beans for added texture, spices like chili powder, cumin, and paprika, and a cup of water or beef broth to bring it all together. Start by browning your beef in the skillet. Once it's nicely browned, drain any excess fat. Remember, we're going for flavor, not grease. Then, toss in the onions and garlic. Cook them until they're just soft, because that's when they release all their wonderful flavors. Next, stir in the tomato sauce, chili powder, cumin, and paprika. Mix it well so every bit of beef gets a hit of those spices. If the sauce is too thick, a splash of water or beef broth can loosen it up. Let this simmer on low heat for about 20 minutes. This slow cooking melds the flavors beautifully, creating that signature Pink's chili taste. While that simmers, let's chat about serving. Once your chili is ready, it's more than just a hot dog topping. Think about ladling it over baked potatoes or adding it to your burgers for a delicious twist. And here's a storage tip. Let the chili cool before popping it into an airtight container. It'll keep in the fridge for up to 3 days, wrap or in the freezer for about 4 months. And there you have it, folks. Pink's famous hot dog chili, right from your kitchen. Whether you're planning a family dinner or gearing up for a barbecue, this recipe is guaranteed to impress. Thanks for joining me on this culinary adventure. Make sure to tune in next week for more delicious recipes and kitchen tips. Until then, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and keep enjoying the simple joys of homemade food. I'm Ben Harper, and this has been Simple Recipe Box.